It was November the 20th, 1969. And there was an 18-year-old boy sitting on the side of the bed and a crying mother sitting next to him. And she said, "Why'd you have to do that?" "You see, I just enlisted in the Army. Without telling my parents, I wanted to break the apron strings and see the world. And I told them shortly before I was to leave for boot camp." 6 months later, I was sitting in Vietnam. I was excited, was also scared, and a little bit homesick. But my mother wrote me letters every week. I could count on getting a letter from her every week, telling me how much she loved me, that she cared for me, they missed me back home. And it gave me some comfort. I let her know early on that I really miss my Peter Pan peanut butter and saltine crackers. So the next package she sent to me had some saltine crackers in it, some Peter Pan peanut butter. But you see, I was assigned about 40 miles from the demilitarized zone between North Vietnam and South Vietnam. I was sort of at the end of the mail delivery route. And by the time I've got my saltine crackers and my peanut butter, I had a bunch of crumbs and a broken jar. So I let her know that I still ate it. I let her know I appreciated it, but could she pack it a little bit more carefully? And from then on, all my saltine crackers were sent in a tin. And my Peter Pan peanut butter, they didn't make in plastic jars then. It was carefully wrapped in something to protect it, usually something like a hand towel or a pirate underwear. You know how mothers are about underwear. Something to make sure I was going to get my saltine crackers from Peter Pan peanut butter. And again, I could count on her writing me weekly. Now, the whole time I was in Vietnam, though, my father wrote me only one letter. And that letter was to sort of chastise me because of a bad decision I was making. And he is justified in doing that, but that's the only letter I got from him. But I could count on getting a weekly letter from my mother. Now, my family wasn't particularly religious. We went to church every Sunday. And we said grace at Sunday dinner, but I don't ever recall the family praying together. But years later, when my mother felt a little bit more comfortable about it, she said she felt like she prayed me home from Vietnam. She said every night before she went to sleep that she said a prayer for my safety, asking I'd come home safe from Vietnam. Well, early in my Army career, I spent most of my time in the Pacific and on the West Coast. And matter of fact, I left Vietnam, and my next assignment was Taiwan. Well, my mom got to wanting to see me. And this is a woman who's never flown on an airplane. She'd never been out of North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia area, never been out of that area. And she told my father, "I want to go see him." My father didn't think she'd go. She wanted my father to go with him. He wouldn't go. She said, "I'll find a way." She had a brother that worked for airlines down in Atlanta, and she called him up. He said, "Well, me and my wife are getting ready to go on a vacation to Hong Kong." See, they could fly free because they're airline employees. He said, "If you want to go with us, we'll fly with you, and we'll drop you off in Taiwan, head on to Hong Kong, come back and pick you up and bring you back." And so she found a way to get there. But there was a problem. When they got to Guam, because they were airline employees, they were flying space available, and they got bumped. And they asked my mom, "Do you want to stay here with us, or you want to go on?" She said, "I'm going on." So she went on, left Guam by herself, flying all alone, went to Taiwan. I met her there at the airport. She said, "I don't know what in the world I would have done if you hadn't been there." Took her on home there in Taiwan. She's unpacking. I saw something strange in her bags when she's unpacking. I said, "What's that?" She had brought a 2-pound bag of Yelton's Best flour. She said, "I'm going to cook you some homemade biscuits and gravy." And I didn't know if they had the right kind of flour here in Taiwan or not, so I'm bringing my flour with me. And I got my biscuits and gravy. Well, later on, I was assigned to Hawaii, which She wanted to see me again. By that time, my father believed she was going to go. So he went with her that time. They had a good time. Later, my father died, and she was remarried, and I was assigned in California. She came to visit me again with my stepfather. But each time she came to visit, it's not because she wanted to see the world or have a low-cost vacation or something like that. She wanted to see her son. That's what she wanted. So such is a mother's love. And it's fitting that we set aside a special day to honor our mothers. It's even more fitting that we honor our mothers on the same day that we honor our Lord and Savior. For about the last 13 years, I've been privileged to be a Sunday school teacher. And we went through the Bible verse by verse from Genesis through Revelation. So we've started over again now. And I've come to realize in my studies that God reveals himself to us in so many different ways. Of course, he reveals himself to us through his word, the Bible. And he also reveals himself through nature to us. Hubble telescope, we put it up in space. Even though it was flawed when we put it up there, we got pictures that we of the heavens that we'd never seen before, clearer than we'd ever had. Then they went and repaired it, and the pictures become a little bit clearer, and they could see things farther out. But there were still some faint things. Recently, they put another lens on it, and it could reach out a little bit farther. Each time, they're seeing more and more of God's creation out there. As we become more technologically advanced, we can see more things like that. The study of DNA is turning up all kind of things about how we're put together. We've sent unmanned robotic submarines to the ocean floor, seeing all the wonderful things that God has put down there that light can't even reach that, down that far. Humans can't travel that far, but we can see them now. And see all the wondrous things that God has made. And God also reveals himself to us through our human relationships. The parent-child relationship, husband and wife, master and servant, employer-employee, friend-to-friend. When I'm preparing for my Sunday school lessons, I've often can see how God deals with his children the similar way I deal with my children. And you can see that in the scriptures. In fact, many of Jesus' parables were based on human relationships as a way to help us better understand our relationships with our Heavenly Father. And these relationships are types or models or examples or patterns, whatever you want to call it, of our spiritual relationships that we encounter in our faith journey. And God especially reveals himself through the mother-child relationship, a relationship of nurturing, compassion, love, and forgiveness. There's a special type of bonding between a mother and a child. Granted, there's dysfunctional relationships, but those are not the way God intended them to be. And these special relationships between a mother and child are made strong through the birthing and nurturing processes. In our Psalter that we read today, it says, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God is using woman to continue his creative work in the world. I can just imagine the kind of feelings that a mother can have. I can never know that. I don't think a man can ever know that. But I can imagine the kind of feelings that a woman has when she's carrying her child are similar to the kind of emotions and feelings that God has when he's creating the world or creating a new child. And during the nurturing phases of life where our mothers give us kisses and hugs and encouragements and support and have hopes for a successful life, this just strengthens the bond. It's similar to our spiritual bonds that are strengthened in our faith journey as we fellowship with our Lord and Savior. And when we're sick or hurt, we want our mothers to comfort us, tell us everything's going to be okay. It's just a special bond. And again, I don't think a man could understand what kind of bond there is between a mother and her child. 3 weeks ago, White House counselor Karen Hughes said the needs of her family were behind a difficult decision that she made to leave her job at the White House this summer and return to her home in Texas. Hughes was called by one top presidential aide the most influential person in Bush's political life. But she decided she wanted her son, who's about to enter high school, to feel rooted in Texas, and she realized how much she missed being a bigger part of his life. Being a mother, her motives wasn't questioned. People could understand that. Those kind of things are expected of a mother, to give up their successful jobs for the benefit of her children. I heard several commentators saying if it was a man that did the same thing, there'd be some question about his motivation. What was he covering up, saying he was leaving his position, high position like that, for his family? Men just don't do that. But nobody questioned her motives. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave up his all-powerful position in the heavenly realm for a time so he could be with his children, to be with us, to be a bigger part of our lives, to show us how much God loves us, to show us that God is a God of authority and a God of justice, but also a God of compassion and a God of love and a God of forgiveness. When we look closely at the bonding relationship between a mother and a child, we can see a glimmer, a faint reflection of an even greater divine relationship that exists between God and his children. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus has ridden into Jerusalem on a donkey, Palm Sunday, and he's preaching and teaching in Jerusalem. He pauses for a moment and looks around, and verse 37 says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." Yes, Jesus wants to protect us and care for us because he loves us. Care for us like a mother hen cares for her chicks. But you have to want that kind of relationship between you and your Savior for it to exist. And what's the proper response to someone that loves us so much? Is to honor them. In the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments tells us how to honor our God. Have no other gods, make no graven images, take not the name of God in vain, keep the Sabbath holy. The last five commandments tell us how to respect our fellow man. You shall not kill, shall not commit adultery, shall not steal, shall not bear false witness, shall not covet. Right in the middle of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That is the only commandment that has a promise with it, that your days may be long. In our gospel lesson I just read a while ago, Jesus' mother, Mary, and his beloved disciple, John, were at the foot of the cross. And Jesus turns to his mother and said, "Behold your son." And he turns to his beloved disciple, John, and says, "Behold your mother." You see, Jesus fulfilling the Old Testament commandment to honor your father and your mother. He's providing for his mother both physically and spiritually. You see, his brothers were not yet believers. Normally it would fall to his brothers to take care of his mother. But he wanted the very best care that he could give to his mother. So he consigned her welfare to his beloved disciple John. Honoring and caring for our parents is a model or a pattern of our spiritual relationship with our Heavenly Father that also carries a promise. That promise is eternal life in God's kingdom. Mothers, you play an important part in the revelation of God's love for us Children, honor your mothers this Mother's Day and every day, that you also will receive the promise of a long life and eternal life in God's kingdom. Happy Mother's Day.